Puerto Rico is where Otura Moon started a new life. He was born Mark Underwood, an African-American raised in a Mennonite family.
I grew up in a little small town. It's Goshen, Indiana. It's maybe 15,000 people when I was there. I went to a high school that was maybe 1,200 students. There were 8 black students in the high school, including my sister. So it was just a really rough place to grow up. I was used to being an outsider for sure.
But when he moved to Puerto Rico in 1999, Underwood's life was transformed. He went from being an outsider in Goshen to being an insider in a place he'd never been before. And not just any insider, he got deep into a religion called Yoruba. It's a belief system passed down through slaves from Nigeria. Underwood decided to quit the Mennonite faith and become an ordained Yoruba priest. He stopped observing God and began praying to the Orishas, multiple deities, and he changed his name to Otura Moon. But through it all, one thing has remained constant in his life, music. This track is from Otura Moon's musical project Ife. It's sacred and secular, traditional and modern, and the perfect space for Otura Moon to experiment.
When I was thinking about how to put together the sound for Ife, I knew that I wanted to have the music be able to have space for improvisation. And I really liked the music of Cuban rumba, and I figured that the nuts and bolts of that musical conversation could be used to sort of make something modern. There's also the music of the Orisha, which is through the cult Anya, and that's 3 bata drummers that are playing together along with a singer to sort of make this music that interfaces with the Orishas.
So there's a lot of call and response in many of the songs that goes back to the super rootsy Afro-Cuban thing that's going on. How much manipulation do you do with the electronics?
You could say the entire thing is manipulated because what you're hearing on the record is played live. There's no programming on the record.
It's a really surprising sound because at first it feels like an Alan Lomax field recording, and then all this modern stuff starts happening, and there are parts of it that are super danceable. Was that the intent? Yeah. Did you want to make a dance album, basically?
I didn't necessarily want to make a dance album, but the idea of singing and dance in adoration to the Orishas or in any kind of spiritual practice when it deals with music on an African end are sort of inseparable. You wouldn't have prayer without song and without dance. Mucho trabajo, Rihanna me dijo, dame cuchillo, vuelvo repito, dame cuchillo, pa'lante yo pico, óyeme tipo, como te digo, yo no me quito, negro y verde, oh, arere, sé lo que quiero.
Praise on the dance floor, trip-hop style, a lot of stuff going on here. That was Otura Moon talking about his music project, Ife. Clavo martillo, llave macho, rastrillo. Tres clavo martillo, ese nene, Dios mío. Tres clavo martillo, que me falta.